Just one verse I want to leave with you today, and I trust that it will be a blessing to you. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. And the Bible says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into and is safe." Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, or really the whole book as a whole, Solomon is teaching his son. And in this chapter 18, King Solomon brings the thoughts of his son to consider the strong towers of his day. Solomon is referring to a tower that is secure, a refuge of protection, a defense, a castle, a mighty fortress, a refuge. Such towers in those days were built in central places and accessible to those in need. When there was an urgent need, then the people would flee to the tower and they would run in and be safe. Those strong towers protected the inhabitants during such times of opposition. And as King Solomon teaches his son, he then uses these strong towers and their defensive structures of his day then to teach spiritual matters. So again, looking at this strong tower, this high tower in his day, he then takes an object lesson to teach a spiritual truth. It's interesting to note that Solomon's own father, King David, also used strong towers to teach spiritual matters. And the whole point is this: getting to the strong tower is, above all, Christ is our strong tower. He is our refuge. He is our mighty fortress. Again, David wrote of Christ in Psalm 61, verse 3, "For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy." In 2 Samuel 22, whenever God delivered David from his enemies, we read in verses 2 and verse 3, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Saviour. Thou savest me from violence." Again, Psalm 18, verse 2 that we sung even this morning, "The Lord is my high tower." So those were the words of David, as he would have no doubt taught his son. But now Solomon is teaching and instructing his son when he thinks about a strong tower. He wants his son to have his mind focused upon higher things, to go up to higher ground, to think about the greatest high tower, strong tower, his Saviour. Because he said this, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into and is safe." He speaks of God's people also in this chapter, or in this verse, as the righteous. And notice, he's saying, the righteous run and are safe. God's people are described as righteous, not because of anything they have earned or any achievement they performed, or because they're better than anyone else. Rather, they are called the righteous because they put their faith alone in the Saviour Jesus Christ alone. They were, as all men, defenseless sinners, under the burden and guilt of sin, without a strong tower and eternal refuge for the soul. In fact, in verse 11, Solomon makes a comparison to the unrighteous man who makes his refuge or his strong city his wealth. When trouble comes to the unbeliever, what does he trust in? Where does he go? Where is his strong city? What is his tower? Well, Solomon shows it's not the Lord, but he trusts in his riches, his possessions, to bring deliverance. But such will fail in the day of judgment. Such will not be that refuge from the wrath of God. And therefore, men and women
must acknowledge that they have no righteousness of their own, but before the presence of a holy God, they are vile and full of sin, ungodly and unrighteous. They have the root of sin, and from the root of sin, there is then the fruit of sin. Because by nature we are sinners, then our practices will be sinful. And so Solomon makes the point that the righteous are those who have seen themselves as God has seized them, in need of a perfect righteousness. And Christ is that righteousness. Christ is the covering of all his people. And so, as the righteous, then they trust in the name of the Lord. The righteous, by their standing, no doubt will come under attack. But because the Lord is their high tower, their strong refuge, he delivereth them out of all their troubles. And as Solomon then is teaching of the high tower, the strong tower, and those who run in are safe, so he's saying, Christ is our strong tower, and the righteous, who are we, the born-again believers, we run into him, and we are safe from all danger, from the wrath of God. But notice, as we think of Christ, our strong tower, notice three simple thoughts in closing. The significance of our strong tower. The fact that stands out about strong towers and castles is their name. The name sets them apart from all others. The name is significant because the name signifies its structure, the place, the wars that's withstood, and all its history. When a certain tower is mentioned by name, then everything about that tower, its place, its location, is included within that name. You think of Warwick Castle, and as soon as that's mentioned, you think of all the history associated with Warwick Castle and even its very location. You think as well of the Tower of London, and again, all the stuff included with that. And so the names stand out, and they're known for their defense, their battles, their stability, their height, their strength, their breadth. Everything about the history is included with that name. And so the significance of the strong tower lies in the strong tower itself. And as Solomon is directing his thoughts upon the spiritual realm, that believers have a strong tower, and that strong tower is the name of the Lord. And in thinking about the name of the Lord, then we must think about all that name means. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord, the word Lord, is Jehovah. It is the name meaning, you could say, the name Jehovah is a strong tower. The one who is the eternal, infinite, and unchanging God. The God who is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant, goodness and truth. The one who is self-sufficient, self-existent. The one who is all-powerful, all-knowing. The one who none can be compared to. The one who said to Moses, I am that I am. The one who asks permission from none. The one who depends upon none. But all depend upon him. He is Almighty God. And therefore, he is Jehovah. And in his name is our trust, our confidence, our stay, our refuge. The name of Jehovah. The name of our eternal God, our infinite God, our unchanging God, is a strong tower. It's a place of refuge, a place of defense, a place of safety. All the promises of Jehovah are true and everlasting. Again, we learn in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, by two immutable things, two unchanging things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Because Jehovah's name is a strong tower, then his promises, his name, his character, his nature is undefeatable, unshakable, unchangeable. He has sworn by no greater than himself. For God to change any of his nature, or to change his purposes or his perfections, would be to dishonor himself, and he would not be God. And therefore the purpose of our God in salvation, in defending his people, protecting his people, is that he will receive all the glory. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into and is safe. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. His name is above every name. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so the basis of a sure foundation, the basis that the name of the Lord is a high tower that the righteous can run into, rests upon the fact of who God is, who Jehovah is, and rests on his name. His name is a name that saves. His name is a name that is holy. His name is a name that is to be reverenced. His name is a name that is eternal, unchangeable, and infinite. Therefore, he is our strong tower. He will never leave us nor forsake us. The significance of our strong tower, the name of the Lord. That is the significance. But notice secondly, the strategy for the strong tower. Towers were built for purpose, for strength, for stability, to protect those within its boundaries. As the citizens went about their daily tasks, their routines, they did so knowing that whenever the enemy came or danger was about, they could come to a place of safety. Whenever the watchman would sound the alarm, whenever the watchman would indicate that danger, the enemy was approaching, the people knew the strategy. They knew where to go to. They knew where to run to. They were to come behind the gates. They were to run into the tower for safety. And as they ran into the tower, the tower took all the blows instead of them. Solomon, as he continues in this object lesson, he's saying, my son, here is the strategy for the righteous in a day of trouble, in a day of attack, in a day of worry, in a day of anxiety, when the enemy is approaching, when you're under temptation, when you're under attack. Here is your strategy, my son. Run to Christ. He is your refuge. He is your strong tower. And because of who he is by his name, Jehovah, he will not change. He will not cast you aside. He will not keep you out. Rather, he will receive you in and be that protection and cover you beneath his wings. Do not, parents, teach children a strategy that whenever they are lost in a shop, look out for a worker identified with the shop's uniform or a security guard and go to them, not to anyone else. Don't just go around strangers telling people I'm lost. Rather, you go to one who is designated a point of help, and therefore you go to them, not to anyone else. And so the strategy for the child of God is this: in all times of trouble, in danger, in attack, you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our strong tower, our refuge, our defense, our shelter, our rock in a weary land. Child of God, whenever there are anxious thoughts that seek to overtake you, whenever there is worry in your life, whenever there's concerns, whenever there's fears, whether that be financial, whether that be to do with health, whether that may be to do with certain family matters, Christ is your strong tower. He is your refuge, and therefore you can run to him. You can go to him to find help in a time of trouble. For he will not cast you aside, but he will put his loving arms around you. Because that's what Peter taught God's people in his epistle. During Peter's epistle, God's people were under attack. They were persecuted by Nero, the Roman emperor at that time. And they had fear. They had anxiety. They had worries. And while today our worry may not just be maybe as the same as theirs, but nonetheless, God's people in any day, in any generation, still have their own worries. And even among God's people today, what may worry you may not worry another person. And so here is a word for all God's people that Peter left with God's people in his day, that Christ is their refuge, their strong tower. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And you read those words, casting, care, and careth. And they are all different words in the original Greek, and they have strong meaning. The word casting, it means to throw upon fully, to throw upon something else. And it's in the imperative, meaning a command. Casting all your care upon him. He's commanding you. He's instructing you, exhorting you, not suggesting, not to try this, not, by the way, when you've done everything else and it doesn't work, then come and see me. We do that, don't we, with other people. We give them advice. Tell you what, try your best. Do all the things you can do, and if you can't get it, then come back and see me, and I'll see what I can do. That does not happen with our God. He does not say, you've got anxiety, you have fears about this situation. I'll tell you what, try anything else, everything else, and when it doesn't work, come back and see me. No. Here's the command, first and foremost, casting all your care upon him. Do that and do it immediately. Do it straight away. When your news of health changes, when your financial situation changes, when the family situation changes, you are straight away commanded. Cast all that care upon him. Throw it upon him completely. Because the word, casting, it is also used in one other place in the Bible, in Luke chapter 19, verse 35. And it refers to that time when the Lord was passing by on a colt, a wee animal, a wee donkey, going on his journey. And the people, as they brought their garments, as the Lord was passing by on this colt, what they did is they took their garments off and they threw their garments on that colt. And the point is this. They were carrying something in their hand or had something on them, and they took it off themselves and released it and got rid of it and cast it upon another. And the Lord took it. They had a weight. They had something that they unburdened themselves with. Because this word casting, while it is a command, but it's also in the aorist tense, meaning once for all. You see, they could cast as many garments as they wanted, but when they cast it, they were to leave it there. They were to give it fully over. And so the point is this, whenever the Savior was passing by on that colt, and they had their garments, or they had their coats, whatever it was, they threw it on, and they left it there. They didn't, 2 minutes later, oh, actually, I need that. Start running round the road, trying to get it back. Rather, they left it there. And the whole point is this, we have a lot of cares, a lot of anxieties. We are to throw it upon the Lord, lay it before Him, give it fully over to Him, and let Him take care of this situation, not to give it to Him. And then after, by the way, Lord, 5 minutes later, I've just thought of something. Something popped up on the internet. Let me take that back a wee second. Let me try this and I'll get back to you. And that's what we do. But that's not what this word means. This word means you have a care, anxiety, trouble, anxious. Therefore, throw it upon Him and leave it with Him. And He will take care of it. He will perfect that which concerneth you. And that is the strategy for you, child of God. Whatever situation you are in, whatever burden has come upon you, throw it upon the Lord. Give it completely over to Him and leave it with Him. Acknowledge, this is beyond me. I can't do anything about this. But you can, and leave it there. Why? Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into and are safe. I can come to you for a refuge, for defense, for protection, for help, for provision, for whatever has come upon me. I find my help in you. That's the strategy. But too many today, what do they do in the strategy? Their strategy is to abandon church. Well, I can't come next week because I'm so burdened. Or I can't read my Bible. I'm burdened. The answer when troubles come is not to abandon those things. Rather, it's to continue to come. And when you come to God's house, this is what the strategy is. When you have a burden, whether we've mentioned a lot of things already, you're not first thing to do, you know what? I just can't come this Sunday because I'm not in the state of mind to do it. What you are to do, Lord, I'm brokenhearted. I'm in this situation. When I come on God's house, have a word for me. Have a word for my situation. Have a word in season for me that I can leave knowing that you've blessed me and you've going to meet that need, or your own private time as well. It's not in the home, well, the book has to be closed because now I need to get something and go on the internet. 10 ways to get rid of this, 13 ways to get rid of this, or start ringing round different people. The strategy is casting all your care upon Him because He careth for you. And that word careth, He careth for you, it means to be concerned about. It means to focus upon someone. That's why the Lord says all your anxiety, your worry, what keeps you up day by day, what panics you, what upsets you, what fears you, throw it upon me, leave it there, because I care for you. I'm concerned for you. I know about your situation, though no one else may know about that situation, though no one else may be aware about that situation. But as the good shepherd, I am aware, and I'm focused upon you and helping you because I am your strong tower. I am your refuge. Therefore, you can come to me. Notice finally, the safety of the strong tower. As Solomon thinks about the strong tower, the enemy approaches, the alarm is sounded. The people are to run towards this tower. And towers or their entrances in most cases, and even if you look today, you go to Warwick Castle, you go to the Tower of London or different places, you will see they're a bit of a slant. You're always going up to a certain part. They're on a hill, they're on a slant, a sort of a slope. And the whole point is this. When Solomon says, the name of the Lord is a high tower, the righteous runneth in and is safe. It means that when they go to the tower, they are raised up, they are elevated, or they are lifted up from to a place of safety. They're taken from a place of danger and they go up to the place of safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into and is safe. Now, if you have a margin in your Bible, and that is the wee middle index in your Bible, and we've said this before, in the New Testament you will get the Greek meaning, and in the Old Testament you'll get the Hebrew meaning. Well, the phrase "is safe" literally reads, "is set aloft." So you can read it that way. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, or the name of Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into and is set aloft, or is raised up. The word also means lifted up, elevated, exalted, and defended. So just think about that. The name of the Lord is a high tower. The righteous runneth into and is set aloft, is lifted up, is elevated, is exalted, is defended, is to be taken from a place low, danger, worry, to be lifted up to the heights of safety where you're not troubled. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, where the same word is used. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe, shall be defended, shall be lifted up. And so the thought again is of going up in times of trouble. As the righteous runs into Christ, their strong tower, they are lifted up above the troubles of life. They are brought to higher ground, higher planes, lifted up. They look down upon their troubles from a spiritual viewpoint. He can look from every trial and every temptation through Christ, the strong tower, because they look at their situation through one who is their help and one who is their defense. The same words "are safe" or "is safe" is also translated in Psalm 59 verse 1 as the word "defend." Again, deliver me from mine enemies, O my God, defend me from them that rise up against me. That's the same word. It's also translated as "exalted" in Isaiah 33 verse 5. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. And so God's people are safe. God's people, as they run to the Savior in a time of trouble, in a time of anxiety, they are lifted up, they are defended, they are protected, they are defended because they come to one who is their provider, one who is their defender, one who is their refuge, one who has laid upon himself the charge of all his people, because he has purchased his people with his own precious blood, and therefore they are his defense, or they are his possession. And as his possession, his people belong to him, and therefore he protects them and he keeps them safe. That's why the name of Jehovah, he cannot do otherwise, because to fail his people, to forsake his people, is to say he is not God, but he has promised never to leave them nor forsake them. 1 Samuel 2 verse 8, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes, to make them inherit the throne of glory. You can also look at Ephesians chapter 2 verses 5 and 6. The Lord Jesus Christ has taken all the sins of all his people upon himself, and he has answered every crime against God's character and paid their sin debt with his own precious blood. All the sins of that believer and all the sins that that believer has ever committed are now blotted out, cancelled out, and that believer will never stand trial for those sins, because they have run into Christ, who is their protection and safety and defense, not only through life, but also through eternity. This God will be our God. He will be our guide forever and ever, even on to death. Solomon, as he's teaching his son, and he looks at all the strong towers, or the strong tower that he has in his mind, he can say, my son, do you know what? We have a strong tower, who is Christ, and the righteous runneth into and is safe, defended, is raised up. And my son, in your time of trouble, you come to the Savior. You take every situation to him. I say to you, parents who struggle with children, maybe marriages that struggle as well, run and come to Christ, because he is the answer. Can I ask in closing, do you have a saving relationship with Christ? Is he your strong tower? Is he your refuge in the day of wrath? Will you run to him this day and be saved from wrath to come? For there is safety through his precious blood. The righteous runneth into and is safe. Therefore run to Christ this day, because to remain outside is to perish for your sin. There's hope this day in Jesus Christ, for his name's sake. Amen.